The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fox affiliate. Channel 31, KDVR is the name of the station. They're doing a local news story yesterday that I literally had whiplash. I thought I was going to have to call a personal injury lawyer friend of mine and sue the local Fox affiliate for causing me to swing around so fast that it hurt my neck. I just want you to, the package is only 2 minutes long. But I want you to listen closely to it, and I want you to see if you picked up or if you pick up on what caused me to snap my head around.
Taking the problem of food insecurity into his own hands while the government remains shut down.
And Fox 31's Ashley Michaels took a trip up to Fort Collins to see what he's doing and the impact it's having on the community.
Friendly Phoenix Butcher is not a food pantry. It's a small business, but right now they're giving away some of their products for free.
We're a whole animal butcher shop. We break down whole animals, pork, beef, and chicken.
The sausages and steaks have become a staple for customers, but it's Heart that now has people lining up at Friendly Nick's.
It's frustrating for me to watch people go through food insecurity, especially with my background where I've always cooked for people.
His idea started small.
I thought I could take $500 and, like, I have access to meat at wholesale prices, so I can stretch that a lot farther than people would at the grocery store. And I thought I could make, I don't know, 50 bags of meat.
He posted on Facebook, chicken, beef, pork, and eggs, free for federal workers who aren't getting paid, and anyone on SNAP.
Do you have your SNAP card?
The response, he says, has been eye-opening.
The emotion on people's face when they get that, and they're, how much, like, it really has helped them. It's amazing. It's a great feeling, but it's also like, why is it my job to do this? Like, it shouldn't be. The government should be doing this.
Friendly Nick's has already given out about 400 bags of food before running out Friday afternoon.
I'm happy that I can help. It's, like, disheartening to see you hear that there are 42 million people on SNAP until they're lined up outside your door. You know, to put a face to that. Sorry. It's hard.
Now, the community is pitching in to help. As of Friday, a GoFundMe had already raised about $30,000. Nick says that money is now funding a big movement his small business didn't plan to start.
All this money that we have, we're going to keep putting out these little packages, even after the government's reopened, even after SNAP gets funded again. That way people can hopefully have a little bit of relief.
That GoFundMe is still active. If you'd like to help, we have a link to it on...
That's enough. Did you catch it? Did you catch what really threw me for a loop? Caused me to go, seriously?
Why is it my job to do this? Like, it shouldn't be. The government should be doing this.
Friendly.
Why should I be doing it? Now, he gets emotional, and I think he's happy to be doing what he's doing. Why does he believe that it's the role of the government to do that? When do we get to the point? And I know it's occurred over time, but when do we get to the point where an individual who's operating his own small business is really pissed off, even though he says, look, I can get wholesale prices whereas other people can't, and we're happy to do this, and we're going to, you know, start a GoFundMe and raise money and do all of this, but...
Why is it my job to do this?
Because you're an American. That's why it's your job to do it. Because you've abdicated, as you clearly admit.
Like, it shouldn't be. The government should be doing this.
Friend.
You freely admit it's the government should be doing it. I never thought I'd hear someone say exactly my point, prove my point about how we have abdicated our compassion to the federal government. But this butcher up in Fort Collins, Colorado, did it for me. And I was astonished. Now, I don't denigrate or complain or bitch or moan or about anything that he's doing. And I'm glad and very proud of what he's doing. Nick's Butcher Shop, in case you're wondering. Good for him. Good for him. But I got news for Nick. This is our responsibility as Americans. It is not the responsibility of the government. Now, I've always said, and I still maintain, that we have an obligation to maintain a very specific and low-level safety net for people who truly are incapable of caring for themselves. But I think this should also be done at the state and local level. It should not be done at the federal level. But here he is basically saying what I've been saying for years, and that is that we have abdicated our compassion to the federal government. For 20 years now, Notre Dame University has sponsored every year a dialogue on, they'll pick a theme, and then during that year, they'll have speakers come in, they'll have panel discussions, they'll have public events, and that theme for the year is discussed, debated, and then at the end of the year, you know, they put together a compendium of everything that they've done. This year's theme at Notre Dame, is called Cultivating Hope. Cardinal Robert McElroy, who's the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., participated in a Q&A session on campus with the Notre Dame president, Reverend Robert Dowd, during which McElroy offered his thoughts on ways to address political polarization in this country. So where do you think this conversation went? And what do you think we should conclude from it? Why would I lead in with this butcher in Fort Collins, Colorado, who wants to know, why is he doing this? Why should he have to do this when it's the government's responsibility? Well, I'll explain coming up next. Don't go away.
Natural disasters happen every year. Fires, hurricanes, tornadoes. And with that, your most important moments recorded on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm could all be gone in an instant. Cherished moments like your wedding, baby's first steps, family trips to Yellowstone, lost. Enter Legacy Box. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box protects your irreplaceable memories from the threat of natural disaster by digitally preserving them onto thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, so they're safe forever. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to preserve your past, which is why it's been trusted by over 1 million families. Send Legacy Box your home movies, photos, and film. Their team of trained professionals will do the rest right here in the U.S. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering radio listeners an incredible 50% off. Go to legacybox.com/keepsake and save 50% when you digitize your memories. That's legacybox.com/keepsake.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Go over and follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Do it on Facebook and Instagram, too. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review. That will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all of my broadcasts. Back to this idea that we've abdicated our compassion to the government, because I think there's an effect of this abdication that we don't recognize, that we're suffering through it because we're right in the middle of this storm. I don't think we recognize that one of the biggest drivers of the polarization in this country is the expansion of government. Now, go back to the butcher I just played for you. I've never met this man in my life. I have no idea what his politics are whatsoever. But I do think that we probably are miles apart on issues like food stamps or SNAP or welfare programs or any of the other entitlements. Because he's asking, why do I have to do this when this is the role of the federal government? It's not the role of the federal government. But as the government has grown larger and larger and gotten more expansive, more invasive into our private lives, when they want control over so many aspects of our lives, it really does matter who controls the government. Now, who controls the government? If it were people like you and me, we could start to unwind this. But the people that control the government right now want to actually keep expanding it because they know the more they can expand it, the more they can capture us, the more they can control us, and the more they can depend upon us for our vote so they can remain in power. It's a horrible cycle that we're in. If you want our society to be less polarized, if you want our society to be less political, if you want our side, you know, have you ever thought, let me just stop on that point for one moment. Have you ever thought about how much time you may spend not reading, a biography of Thomas Edison, but instead you're reading Benjamin Franklin or Franklin Roosevelt or Theodore Roosevelt, or that you spend when you're on X or Facebook looking at political information, or that your discussions are all around politics? Politics has permeated every aspect of our lives when it should be a very, very tiny part of our lives. So if you want a less polarized society, you would reduce the size of government. You would give individuals more control over their own lives. You would allow them to and recognize that, yeah, failure happens. Whether, if you're a baseball player, professional or otherwise, or a basketball player, you lose more than you win. You miss more shots than you make. You don't make as many first downs. You don't throw as many completions as what you actually lose. Your percentages are upside down. But we look at that and go, oh, he's batting 300. Wow, that's fantastic. So why do we not carry that over and recognize that failing is actually part of life? Because government is so involved in our lives that they don't allow us to learn to fail. They don't not learn to fail. They don't let us learn how to recover, how to be resilient, how to overcome obstacles. Because they want those obstacles in our place so that we turn to them, help us, help us, help us. You think about every aspect. I have in the past asked, I've challenged people to do this. I've challenged people to keep a receipt for every single thing they pay. Everything. I don't care if you pay cash for a candy bar, since it's Halloween. If you pay cash for that candy bar, get a receipt for it. And every day, tally up. Or if you pay a bill, you pay your phone bill. You ever paid your cell bill? Have you ever looked at your cell phone bill lately? Have you ever looked at your internet cable bill, Xfinity, Comcast? Sometime go through that. As you're paying it, go through and make a list of every tax and fee that you pay. You go renew your license plate. You go get your driver's license renewed. You pay your property taxes, whatever it is. But every single thing you pay, every day keep track of how many taxes you paid. And then at the end of the year, look at your W-2 and look at your income tax, all the FICA taxes you paid, and then whether you owe or you get something back, you still keep track of every amount of tax you pay. And at the end of the year, add it up. And then you tell me what you could have done better with that money than you did by handing it over to the federal, state, and local governments. I would suggest that you do this as an exercise sometime. Every time you make a decision to do something, to go somewhere, to purchase something, to engage in some activity, I want you to stop and think. You know, I like to do this sometimes. I always laugh. Next time you stop to put gas in your car, stop and look around at all of the posters. Or go to your, let's stick with the gas station for a moment. Look at all of the posters that tell you how to put gas in your car. Now, I never think about it. The only thing I have to think about is, am I driving the Jeep? Okay, it's on the left side. Am I driving the Beamer? Okay, it's on the right side. That's all I got to think about. And frankly, I don't even have to think about that because I can look at the panel and it'll tell me with the little gas indicator which side it's on. But stop next time you go to a filling station and just look. Look at all the rules and regulations. You'd be amazed. Start looking at that wherever you go. Go to your workplace. Go find where they have to put all the posters up about all the safety requirements, who you call, who you don't call. If you get hurt, you have to do all of this, do all of that, everything. Look at the number of rules on the highway. Just look at everything that you ever do. Go for a walk in the park. Look at the rules in the park. Everything you do, there is some government intervention in it. So if you want a less polarized society, then the first thing you ought to do is starting reducing the size of government. And then you think, that's the first thing. The second thing I would encourage you to do is think about this. Heated political topics where well-meaning individuals won't distinguish between virtues, a virtue is an individual behavior, or a policy, which is a government or institutional action. The next time you're having a heated topic, I want you to think about that. Are we talking about virtues and individual behavior? And individual choices? Or are we talking about something that is regulated or controlled by some federal, state, or local government rule, regulation, or policy? Or even a statute? Now, I'm not advocating that we get rid of all rules, regulations, policies, and statutes because we need some to maintain this social compact between us. But when you start thinking about the heated topics you have, are you arguing about someone's behavior? Or are you arguing about an institutional action? And when you break it down into that level, you may suddenly realize, wait, are we even talking about the same thing here? So those are the first two things that I want you to think about. The amount of growth in our society of government, and then what are you actually arguing about? Someone's individual behavior or institutional government actions? Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto, all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or a drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this act.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Why should I have to be doing this? This is the federal government's responsibility. And I thought, wow, you really are one of those individuals who has abdicated your compassion to the federal government. And I'm certain that based on that one single remark, that he and I are probably on the political spectrum miles apart. He probably looks at me as a right-wing nut job, and I would probably, if I knew his politics, I might see him. I don't know him. I might see him as a left-wing nut job, primarily because he thinks it's the role of the government to feed people. I've always thought it was the role of individuals to feed themselves, and that if you couldn't, you had a, you know, you lost your job. And so you are in a really bad spot. There was a time when what you would do is you would go to the local food bank until you got back on your feet. And in fact, that was an encouragement to get back on your feet so that you could eat. But now, you know, I don't have it in front of me. I'd play it for you. But this week I played a story where a woman talked about how she had been on food stamps, SNAP, for 15 years. 15 years. Now, she has no incentive to get off. None whatsoever. And so we've created this culture of dependency. And now we're seeing it. We're seeing it come alive. We're actually seeing it with our own eyes now. And I think that's because we've abdicated, I'll keep saying it till I'm blue in the face, we've abdicated our compassion to the government. And I want you to think about compassion for a moment, because compassion is a human virtue. If you're a compassionate individual, I think that is an admirable attribute. And quite frankly, compassion is a way for people to deal with each other one-on-one in small groups. But then it loses its meaning when it gets elevated to being a justification for a public policy, which is, as necessary, becomes a collective policy. In other words, it becomes a socialist or a Marxist policy. And policy, by very definition, deals with the rules, the regulations, the policies, the statutes. Compassion, God, I'm starting to sound like George Carlin, this and that, no. Compassion is a vehicle for dealing with the exceptions. And we've almost eliminated all of the exceptions so that we don't have to be compassionate. Or like this gentleman that I played, now, yes, I'm judging him based on a 2-minute news story, but he has decided that his vehicle for dealing with the exceptions is irritating to him. Oh, he says he's happy to do it, but he's irritated because this is the government's responsibility. When you govern by compassion, it doesn't result in a more benevolent society. What happens instead? You get chaos. You get anarchy. You get a disordered society. And you get a polarized society. See, I tied that all together. Policies promoted because they are said to be compassionate to the unfortunate few end up doing what? If you have a government policy that a politician tells you is, we're being compassionate for these people, well, one, they should be an unfortunate few, particularly in a country like ours, the wealthiest, most powerful country on earth, not because of our government, but because of our people. But when you have a policy that's compassionate to the unfortunate few, it ends up creating a system of misery for the majority because it institutionalizes unfairness. It institutionalizes oppression. It makes things seem absurd, like the woman that's on food stamps for 15 years. What have you been doing for 15 years? It results in violence, and ultimately, it results in societal collapse. And that's the road we're on. We are on that highway to societal collapse, and we're witnessing what that would, the start of what that would look like. If the federal government just today cut everything off, which I wish it could, but it can't, because it's just like the, it's just like trying to reform Social Security. I don't want to take my elderly mother and push her off the cliff like that Democrat commercial from, what, 10 years ago or so. I'm not going to do that. But I think she, I think people who are currently on ought to be grandfathered in until they pass away. And any new people come on, we have to have a new system. You know, what that new system is, in my opinion, show you how radical I am. You want to retire? Figure it out on your own. Now, if you think that's too harsh, then say, okay, then what we'll do is we will take away, we'll create like a government 401k where every quarter or whatever, every paycheck, whatever you want to structure it, I'm just spitballing here, we're going to withhold a certain amount, put it into a fund. Now, you control that fund. You can't withdraw it to this, exactly like a 401k or an IRA. You can't withdraw it till a certain period of time, but you need, and if you can't do it yourself, if you can't manage that fund yourself, then go get a financial advisor. Go get a retirement expert. But all we're doing is just making certain that we're going to segregate a fund over here, and we're going to segregate it. That money's going to be held in, remember Al Gore's lockbox? It'll be held in a lockbox, and you can do that. That's just one idea. I'm just, again, spitballing ideas here. You can't just cut it off, but you need some alternative to ease people into a transition to a different way of doing business. But back to my societal collapse. Back to my idea that if we're going to be compassionate to the unfortunate people in this society, we're going to create a system that's a miserable system for the majority. And that's going to institutionalize. That's going to statutorily incorporate unfairness and oppression, absurd results, and ultimately violence and collapse. Innocent people get victimized by crime because of so-called compassionate policies that put repeat criminals on the streets. Did you hear Judge Jeanine, formerly of Fox? She's now the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. She was on television this week. They had found either number three or number four, I forget, it doesn't make any difference, found either number three or number four of the suspects in the carjacking of that Doge kid that was working for the Trump administration. He had a rap sheet that extended from here to wherever you were listening on the East or West Coast. It was that long. I'm talking literally like 24 arrests or something. He needs to be incarcerated. If you're a repeat offender, you shouldn't be out. And if we have judges who are letting them out with no bond or minimal bond or personal recognizance bond, where you don't put any money up, then that judge needs to be removed. Just pure and simple. So the same people, the citizens, the upstanding citizens, the citizens that make this country hum and work, are being terrorized by the insane people because of compassionate policies that eliminated involuntary commitment to mental hospitals. I'm tired, for example, I was listening to, I don't listen often, but Joe Rogan was interviewing Elon Musk in the last couple of days. So on my walk this morning, I'm listening to it. And Musk made a really good point. I've often referred to the homelessness industry, which he did also. But the point that he was making was, that's a misnomer. I'm going to go back and listen to it again, but I think he's spot on. Because when I look, there's a X account in Colorado called Do Better Denver. You ought to look it up and follow it. Do Better Denver. They just find videos of what we've before always referred to as homeless people. There was one this week of obviously a deranged, insane, or drug-addled individual crawling on his knees on a street trying to pick what he thought were diamonds off the street. What was he seeing? He was seeing the sparkles in the concrete. And he was sitting there, nails starting to bleed from trying to dig out diamonds. That's not a homeless person. That's a crazy person. That's a mentally ill person. if homeless ought to be the individual who's lost his job, is behind on the rent or the mortgage, so loses his house or her temporarily until they can get reemployed, that's a homeless person. The person who's trying to scratch at the concrete thinking they found a gold mine of some sort, that's a crazy individual. That's a drug-addled individual. So I'm going to start being, at least in my parlance, going to be my vocabulary, going to start being very, very careful about when I refer to homeless individuals. But again, it gets back to, what do? We create the homeless industry, which survives only by making certain that we keep people in homelessness. The person I told you about at the very beginning of the program that wanted to have dinner at 4 o'clock last night, she works for a homeless outfit. She's a medical provider for a nonprofit homeless organization in Colorado. And she will tell you that before they go to some of the site locations, they call the Denver Police Department. Because most of the people that are housed in these so-called homeless shelters are actually criminals. They're drug-addled criminals. And so they won't go in without escorts from the Denver Police Department. We've got to start recognizing the difference between someone who's suffering from temporary lack of shelter, true homelessness, and those who are drug-addled. There's a huge difference. But we don't dare say that, do we? Except I do, because I live in the real world. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready, other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/arts-events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Just want to say thanks to everybody that listens on the weekends. I really do appreciate it. You've made the program very successful for both myself and the affiliates, and we appreciate that. So help spread the word. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA, Facebook, Instagram, all of those. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. I just always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate you listening to the program. I find it interesting that we become victims of these egregious policies. We see our home values, our business values plummet because of compassionate politicians that suggest there needs to be more dignity for homeless people so they can live, eat, sleep, urinate, and defecate on public sidewalks. Then really smart students lose opportunities for more intellectually challenging curricula because of compassionate educational policies that say that every child has to take the same classes, and if you're here illegally and you can't even speak English, we'll throw you in with all the other kids. And so now the teacher has to make certain that they pay attention to the non-English speaking student to the detriment of the English speaking students. And then we say that girls have to be exposed to men that want to be naked in front of them in a women's bathroom or their locker room, because of a compassionate policy that does what? Well, it prioritizes adult sexual gratification or adult sexual perversion or dysphoria over the protection of children. Then we lose our jobs to compassionate open border immigration policies that allow millions of unvetted people to cross the border, and then on top of that, not only violate our laws, but then get billions of dollars in benefits paid for by you while you schlub to work. They bring in drugs. They traffic women and children for sex. They commit crimes. They drive the 18-wheelers on our highways that we pay for, even though they can't speak English. They can't read the road signs. They drive drug-induced and plow into other cars. We have been victimized by egregious policies that we're told are compassionate. And so I think we have a right to be furious with the people, the political parties, the organizations that are responsible for those policies. The proper response to these abuses of our individual liberty and freedom is not compassion, it is outrage. And we should use every lawful means to throw those people out of power and then to remedy the wrongs they have done and repair the damage that they have inflicted. You'll continue to hear calls for, more compassion for this and that. It's everywhere. It's in the pulpit. It's in the clergy. It's in our politics. It's in our culture. You'll see it in our movies. I get fed DEI and other kind of bullcrap all the time, watching movies or something. I'm just trying to be entertained. Or listening to, a singer, a rock star that I like, and they deliver some, compassionate message. Shut up and sing. Shut up and act. Now, not everybody who enacts or promotes these policies are necessarily bad people. Sometimes I think they're just ignorant. I think they're actually sometimes trying to be good, but they don't understand what they're really doing. Now, let me be clear. There are those who know precisely what they're doing. They're trying to implement the Cloward Piven strategy. They're trying to overwhelm the system, and they play to your empathy. They play to your sympathy, and they play to your compassion. And they try to get you to, oh, well, I can't say anything. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That's why when you challenge these people on the consequences, the facts, the inconsistencies, what do? They resort to personal attacks. If you say, for example, that biological women cannot become men or vice versa, then obviously, you know, you're transphobic. Well, call me that all you want to. I'm just stating basic biological facts. If you point out the hypocrisy of allowing marches and violent riots in 2020 while businesses, churches, and schools were shut down, somehow that makes me a racist. No, that makes me a realist. If you argue that legal immigrants should be required, legal immigrants, let alone illegal immigrants, if you argue that legal immigrants should be required to assimilate into our culture, well, then you're some sort of white nationalist who apparently hates brown people. I'm tired of that. It's simply not true. But until we start having the cojones to speak the truth, this compassion will be the death of this country. Compassion, playing on your heartstrings, will lead to the demise of the country. You can be compassionate, and you can have empathy, but when you start translating that into public policy, you got to be very, very careful, because what you're really doing is you're institutionalizing even more government control. You know, I mentioned the gas station and the stickers. Somebody on the text line mentioned ladders. Oh, I hadn't thought about ladders. Yeah, go look at the stickers on a ladder. Every aspect of our life plays to the lowest common denominator. Maybe we ought to start trying to get people to play to the highest common denominator. When you have people out there asking, you know, we have Mom Donnie in New York, or whoever it was, saying that we shouldn't have billionaires. Really? They earned that. They earned it. I may not be a billionaire, but what I have, I earned it. Leave me alone. Thanks for joining the weekend with Michael Brown. As always, everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV, jewelry television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic.
wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.